Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle, the second episode of 2018. We actually wanted to record this yesterday, which is a Monday, but we were just hoping for some sort of news on Alexis Sanchez. And given that nothing's even clear till now, we decided to like just record it right now. And I have Kumar Khanna with me. What's up?
Hello. Yeah, we were actually going to wait till Sanchez's situation cleared up, but then we don't want you guys to keep waiting for much longer.
So they're like... There are two things only we are going to talk about in today's podcast. One is Sanchez and Arsenal, and one is Liverpool versus Manchester City. What do you want to start off with?
Let's start off with, you know, the talk of the town, as you say. Alexis.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Alexis Sanchez. Okay. What is going on? Where is he going?
I don't think even he knows. There's so much. In the past 3 days, he was, you know, done to City. And then suddenly United swooped in.
Yeah.
And then there have been multiple deals proposed from United as well. So first it was a cash, then it's a cash plus a player swap. Now it's just a player swap.
Yeah.
And suddenly there were rumors last night of, you know, City backing out because it's too expensive for him.
And Chelsea getting in now.
And
in between all this, there was a rumor that Liverpool also inquired because they're fresh with Coutinho
and
cash.
They have money. And suddenly Chelsea is like, who wants Andy Carroll when we can get Sanchez?
How embarrassing is this for Arsenal that almost everyone in the top 4 or 5 are just picking out players from their team?
No, it's not players. See, Sanchez, since the start of the season, we knew he was leaving. He was not going to sign a new contract. See, the good part is that, you know, if we can milk him for any amount of money, be it 25-30 million for a player with 4 months left on his contract, or if we can get a Mkhitaryan in exchange for him.
But why did they not...
He's asking too much.
Why did they not sell him for
that
like
was,
60 Wenger's, million?
Wenger's stupidity. Because they could not get a replacement like they say.
Man, this leads to actually a larger question.
Yeah.
What is Arsenal... Like, how did they reach a level where Wilshere in the last year of his contract, Sanchez in the last 6 months, Ozil is in the last 6 months,
yeah,
Walcott does not play, Oxlade-Chamberlain wants to leave. So... It's like almost entire team wants just leave
but then
that club.
Out of, like, to be honest, out of these players, Sanchez and Ozil, yes, the people have proven track record, and they've done well for the club as well. Wilshere has never had a good run of games. Walcott, the lesser said the better. I still don't know what Sam Allardyce is paying for.
That we'll come back to in some time because I have
but
a
then
defense
see,
for
the thing
Walcott.
That, you know, you've never had the past 4-5 years. You never had a bunch of players who've been putting in. I don't ask for, say, a 9 out of 10 every game, but a consistent 6 out of 10 in a game. Players have not been showing up for matches also, apart from Ozil and Sanchez, yes. But again, like what I feel is Ozil and Sanchez playing with, say, a Francis Coquelin or Theo Walcott or Danny Welbeck
is of no use. Arsenal has been the third highest net spenders in Premier League over the last 3-4 years.
No.
If you aggregate last 3-4 years spending... I think they're in the top 4.
They can't be. City, United and Liverpool have to be above them.
So they're in the top 4.
And that is because Chelsea, I don't know what Chelsea does while selling
Chelsea
their players.
Chelsea is amazing. Let's not talk about an amazing club like Chelsea.
Yeah.
So, who have they bought in the last 4 years? Can you like name the players whom they bought?
Sanchez, Ozil.
And which who are leaving now.
But still, Lacazette. And this is... So, when you talk about the last 4 years, we are always talking about net spend. So... Liverpool sold Suarez for insane amount of money. Tottenham sold
Bale.
So that is why the net spend is there. But when you talk about absolute spend, Arsenal has never been, you know, for all the talk about Arsenal being a selling club, they've never been able to do good business while selling their players.
Yeah.
This is the sad part.
And it's just so, first they sold Van Persie, then Wenger said that he would never sell any other Arsenal player to like Manchester United.
And he did that, you know, last year United wanted Debussy.
Really?
Yeah.
They should have just taken him.
No, and then Wenger backed out because he did not sell to a direct rival. And suddenly we didn't want to give him Debussy. But now we're fine with giving him our best player.
That's because there's no power. All the power in this deal is with Sanchez.
Yeah.
So
then,
why
see, Arsenal should have been stronger in the summer.
Why is Sanchez rejecting City? Or why are there doubts? Like, why are there any doubts?
So, the doubts as such are that, you know, City is offering... Sanchez right now is on 180k per week. City is offering 290k per week.
And United is offering 350.
350 and going up to 400k per week.
Okay.
Okay, so that is on a weekly basis. Why would you not send? And again, in City, he has no guarantee that he'll start every game. Sterling, De Bruyne, Sané.
So it's all about the money.
It is basically about the money, I believe.
If it is about the money, why didn't Arsenal just give him like 310,000?
Because Arsenal does not have that amount of money to give anyone.
Don't, come on, don't say that now.
No, Arsenal, no. But then it spoils, then if we give him 350k, then Ozil wants a 350k to match him as well. See, that's the thing, that's another thing why, you know, City is not, City backed out today, because they're not willing to go up to that level. So the signing on fee is not a problem for City. The problem is if City gives Sanchez 350k per week, De Bruyne is on 260k per week right now,
yeah.
Aguero is on 270k.
Yeah.
So all of these players, they have to bring them up to.
Yeah, but
Sanchez, you compare that to what United does. Zlatan is on 350k per week.
He will go there.
Pogba is around 350, 400k per week already. So they already have players at that salary level.
It somehow seems that Jose is like, you know, getting one bet. He's just getting a player who would have probably cost like 70, 80 million in an open market.
Yeah, that
so
is
the,
true.
The way United...
That is true. Yeah, it's a good deal for United if, you know, Jose does not, you know, decide on turning into a right back.
It does not matter. I'm sure Sanchez as a right back also will be like, he'll be like a most attacking right back. Kyle Walker will seem
insane. Right now, Sanchez loses the ball in, you know, near the opposition
Dude.
Penalty box. Imagine a right back doing that
okay.
near your own box. Yeah.
Where would Sanchez play in United?
Sanchez replaces Lingard.
That's it, right?
That's it, yeah. That's a straight swap. Then.
That's a much better deal.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Where if he goes to City, who does he replace?
No one. He can't. He can't even play every week.
Yeah. And because, anyways, Guardiola will want to rotate, and Sané, Sterling are both very young.
Hmm.
I think right now Mourinho has already been rotating Rashford and Martial. So one of them is already used to sitting on the bench. He'll probably send another one on the bench.
Before we get to Arsenal's transfer targets,
yeah.
Ozil, he's just waiting till June.
I think he's just waiting to see, you know, who's the new manager who comes in, and if
there's no new manager will come in this summer.
Probably like
and Ozil is not going to sign a new contract. What, he'll sign a 1 year contract, you're saying?
No, he might sign a new contract. Ozil, there's still hope that, you know, he might sign a contract.
Just because he's quiet?
No, just because nobody's bidding for him.
No, he probably has a deal with Jose.
No.
Don't you remember the strong rumors that Ozil is going to United in the summer?
No, but he's not going to United in the summer. That is.
And what's up with like Jose just like picking up players like under teams? No, I think he gets kicks out of those things only now.
Yeah, now
he's gone to the next level of reality.
Let's screw winning matches.
Like, I'll tell you, it started with Willian.
Yeah,
Willian was almost like done deal with
Mata
was not Jose. So Willian was done deal to Tottenham.
Yeah,
and I think, I don't know, mid flight probably Jose changed his mind and this dude like comes to like Chelsea.
Yeah, then Lukaku,
now Sanchez.
I think this is Jose's
new play thing.
New play, yeah. Power play.
Is there any chance Sanchez is going to... We've actually spent 8.5 minutes talking about Sanchez.
Deserves it.
Is there any chance Sanchez will remain in Arsenal?
No.
Jan?
I don't think.
Or you think Arsenal have overplayed their hand by shopping him so much that
no, but
everyone
see,
thinks
like
it's
I
not
said,
going to happen?
Like I said, even if they get a Mkhitaryan in swap for Sanchez, no cash... That is still a good deal for Arsenal.
Yeah. I think that...
And again, like, you know, Jose nicking players under Arsenal's other managers' noses. Arsenal were in for Mkhitaryan when he signed for...
But they're not really nicking the player.
When you're off.
Manu is like willingly giving a player like take him.
No, I said that he did that, you know, in 2016. So again, so Mkhitaryan is a player Arsenal has been interested in.
Yeah. Wenger must be burning. Now let's come...
Let him burn, man. Let him burn to fucking hell.
Whoa. Let's keep this iTunes friendly. Okay, let's talk about transfer targets. What a scattergun approach. Why is Arsenal bidding for Aubameyang?
Arsenal have sold off Chamberlain without a replacement.
Yes.
Okay. Then Sanchez goes. That is two wide forwards.
Huh.
Then Walcott is almost...
Definitely gone.
It's almost gone. Three wide forwards gone with no replacement. Right now, our attack is Lacazette, Giroud is injured.
So Lacazette,
yeah, Lacazette, Welbeck, Iwobi, and no backup.
Yeah, but Aubameyang, why? You need midfielders. Like, when I say you, I mean Arsenal needs midfielders.
No, but we need attacking.
How bad would Lacazette be feeling? He thought, oh, I'll play with Sanchez, Ozil, and then he comes in and everyone's like, nah, we are actually leaving the club.
You enjoy with Iwobi and Welbeck.
So the transfer targets, I think the Arsenal are just like doing this for the heck of it so that people don't get angry and revolt. So they're just like bidding.
But I don't think Arsenal care about people revolting.
I actually think they do now. They are quite scared. Because, and all this is like become bigger after they lost to Bournemouth in that horrible way. They are like 11 points off Manchester United, not City.
I know.
They're 11 points off Manchester United and 23 points off City.
I think they're probably
going
to finish 7th this season.
Like who will? Burnley?
Burnley, yeah.
Yeah, so what happened? So, Malcolm, Aubameyang.
See, Malcolm is again a young talent. You know, nobody knows much about him. First season in Europe this year.
Whatever happened to Thomas Lemar and all of those? You hear about all of them. This is the year Arsene is going to spend money.
Yeah, but then that is never going to happen with, you know, Wenger in charge.
Okay, enough about Arsenal and Arsene Wenger. Let's talk about only one Arsenal player right now. Theo.
Theo. Theo.
Looks like his deal to Everton is almost done.
Yeah.
So explain this to me. Everton had no shots on target in the last 3 games. And last 5 games they had 3 games, no shots on target.
Yeah.
The last time they had 3 games, no shots on target, they took 222 games to achieve that stat. And Allardyce is buying Theo, who clearly has not played this year.
Yeah.
Who's probably, I don't know, wide forward, center forward, I don't know what sort of forward.
Wide forward, but see Theo is spacey, but... And he might just...
Who's going to service Theo in Everton?
Siggy.
How? Like, they're not even having a shot on target. Forget servicing.
No, but Theo has been good. So, Theo has 100 Premier League goals. Even though they're over a period of 10 years.
One in
still.
4 games. I checked out my stats.
Yeah. But, so, Theo has this ability of getting behind the defenses. Right now, he's been rusty. And so, the problem with Arsenal is that, you know, he's been caught offside very often.
Because he runs so fast?
No. Yes. That is it. Exactly. Oh, so he lacks game sense in a manner. But then, you know, Arsenal also play against a lot of teams who play with a deeper line, deeper back line. So Theo does not get that space to run into.
Mm.
Okay, when playing for Everton, I think he might do well.
Playing
against Liverpool with a high back line, he gets space to run into.
Mm.
He's very fast at that still.
Okay. And if I have to ask you, like off the top of your head, one, how much does Arsenal actually need to spend to compete for the Premier League ballpark over the next 2 years? What do you think that number
is? I think around 250 to 300 mil at least.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Don't they need 500?
No, but then 500 doesn't get you. See, they'll have to invest.
500 will get you 6 good players. That's the market. It'll get you a midfielder, it'll get you a forward. Then what?
No, but right now we need one centre back, one central midfielder. Right now we need the whole team. And
okay.
A new keeper as well.
Before we talk about Liverpool versus Manchester City, there's something. Lacazette has not scored in 8 games.
Yeah.
Morata has not scored for quite a while.
Yeah.
Lukaku, even though he scored yesterday.
But that is again, you know,
what
Lukaku does, scoring the last game in a 3-0, last goal in a 3-0.
Yeah, but he generally has been like off colour. So all the forwards whom we praised in the beginning of the season that they've settled in so well scoring, are they like, you know, now finding out it's not like all hunky-dory? Why is Lacazette not scoring? Because
Lacazette is not getting service, yeah. Arsenal need to settle on a team. If Ozil is staying, then Ozil needs to start.
Mm.
Ozil has missed the last 2 games because of an illness.
Well, what illness is that?
I don't know.
Is it like Alexis Sanchez illness? Or?
No, hopefully not. They won't sell both of them in the same transfer window.
Why not? Just
they might
just right off this season.
They should have done that in summer. Summer, yes.
And got like at least 70, 80 million.
And got, you know, invested the time...
trying to buy new players.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about one unusual transfer according to me, or which may happen. Andy Carroll to Chelsea.
That is insane.
Why? Like, Andy Carroll, if he goes to Chelsea, he would have played for Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like Daniel Sturridge, the reverse
Daniel Sturridge, yes.
Why would Chelsea buy Andy Carroll? He's not... Who is going to service Andy Carroll? Who's going to cross the ball? Hazard doesn't cross.
Pedro doesn't cross.
Pedro, he's in his own, on his own trip.
Willian.
No, only Fabregas.
And Fabregas will
lob the ball from midfield. Why would Chelsea go for Andy Carroll? Or have they reached the stage? I think they've reached.
I think Batshuayi and Morata are very similar, right? So they need a plan B.
And obviously Conte doesn't even like Batshuayi.
Yeah.
So I think it is just.
Does anyone like Batshuayi?
He's okay, dude. I'm sure in like 3 years he'll play for some club and then
Vitesse.
Anyone, and then we'll be like all Mo Salah situation. Oh, Conte didn't give him time and all of that shit. Anyway, enough of all this. Let's talk about the real thing.
Oh, the match, the big match.
Liverpool versus Manchester City.
That's the only thing, Arsenal fans are happy about this season.
this season, all they're happy about is Manchester City.
Manchester City not becoming invincible, which is anyways not going to happen. It's no easy task.
Okay, let me ask a series of questions. First being, how good was Ox in the match?
Very good.
Why was Ox not playing like that in Arsenal? Is it because Arsene Wenger didn't even know where to play
Ox? No, but then Ox has not been playing like that for Liverpool as well.
Last 2-3 games he's been playing quite well.
No, just the City game was very emerged out of his cocoon.
Okay, so how do you think City were finally caught out? I mean, Napoli threatened it, Shakhtar threatened it, Bristol City threatened it.
Yeah,
finally,
again,
Liverpool proved that it can
be again,
done.
Again, you know, teams who played without that fear of City in their mind. So, Liverpool cannot defend. Everyone knows that. So, the only approach they had was, you know, to attack. Liverpool did that pretty well in the reverse fixture also, where... Mane got sent off. I know it's very confusing.
Sure. Till Mane got sent off.
Yeah. Shakhtar did the same to them. Napoli destroyed...
In the first half
of
the... Yeah, but man, this is like...
But again, Liverpool almost blew it, man.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. I mean, Jurgen Klopp was all happy and chirpy. Yeah, we can talk about defense and everything. But in the end, after like Gundogan scored that goal and then like 3 minutes, I was like, oh shit, there's no way it's going to be 4-4.
Aguero had that chance in the end.
He was offside.
Yeah, but still.
What do you mean? Yeah, offside chance? Yeah, okay,
no,
fine.
No, but again, that was getting a player in that position. Liverpool defending is still not up to that 75 million level.
What does that even mean?
They bought a defender for $75 million.
But he didn't play the game.
Yeah. So then what is the point of spending all of that money?
I think he was injured or he had a niggle or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was a last minute withdrawal. But did you see the pressing of Liverpool was like amazing.
Yeah. No, so that's what Klopp has bought in that energy to the squad. Which is what, again, digressing, going back to Arsenal, like, a change in manager would at least bring some new tactics to the team. Right now, they play the same.
There is a manager waiting to manage.
No, but Paul Lambert
Thomas
just...
Tuchel, not Paul Lambert.
Paul Lambert just got hired today.
And Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, I think he was more of a flash in the pan at Dortmund.
No, but he fought with the... He had differences with the...
Yeah, so, see, that's
Dortmund.
What we're going to do. We're going to become the... A mini Dortmund, so we'll get Thomas Tuchel, we'll get Aubameyang, we'll get Mkhitaryan. We already have their head scout.
Oh yeah,
Sven Mislintat.
Shit, I didn't see this. What a
trend.
This is visionary statement.
I know.
Acha, so is this like?
And next signing, Marco Reus.
Nah,
that would be the dream, man.
Yeah, but Marco Reus is like a typical Arsenal player. He gets injured.
That's
every
what. That's what. He plays the good games and is injured for 3 months.
Okay, so now with VVD coming in and Keita coming in the summer, you think Liverpool, and Liverpool has the cash to spend on more players, you think they can be like, this is the beginning to something greater for
them? I don't think so. I think City and United are too strong.
Hey, Chelsea.
Chelsea is, you need to finalize on a manager first and give him
time. Chelsea's a manager, like, we always have managers win in the first season. It's from second season we have problems.
No, but you take your squad on a player to player basis also. City and United are one step, a rung above the other teams.
Can't believe you're saying this. Who are the defending Premier League champions? Tell me who.
Some small team from London, I don't remember.
West
name.
London. Neighbors
is actually
Fulham.
East. Yes. Yeah, we have our geography lessons well sorted out.
I know. And let's talk about David Moyes.
Yes.
The man who was written off by everyone in the world, thinking why would West Ham hire him? Now everyone's like, probably they can like fight for Europa League spot.
No, but I think West Ham's squad was always too good to be relegated.
Like Stoke squad. I was actually, digressing a bit. But if you see the Stoke game yesterday, that Fletcher, that Shaqiri, that Steven Ireland, everyone, it looked like some 2007. Peter Crouch, they had.
the squad was pretty good in 2009. All of these players.
Yeah, but it's been 8 years. It's like Stoke's not even like updated. They're still playing. They played Fletcher.
Just waiting for Charlie Adam to come on.
Charlie Adam also was on the bench.
Yeah, he's still there in the squad. I know.
Yeah, but what about the job David Moyes and Roy Hodgson are doing at West Ham and Crystal Palace? Crystal Palace beat Burnley.
Yeah.
And West Ham thrashed Huddersfield 4-1. And they're quite safe right now.
Yeah, I think right now Swansea, West Brom are more or less fixed for the drop.
Swansea and West Brom.
And then this little bit of fight for Arsenal.
The third point. And
can Arsenal do it?
No. Not this year. It'll take some time.
Yeah.
So there's one more question. Do you think Everton bought Allardyce a little too early? Because everyone's like, oh, we are in a relegation battle and everything. They won one game and they were 13th.
Yeah.
And then they won one more and they were like 9th. They're like, what relegation battle are we talking about?
The thing with Allardyce now is that he's having to redo the whole team. So all of Koeman's signings from the summer.
Yeah.
See, he bought Rooney. And then Allardyce has bought
a striker. All that is fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's not my point. My point is that Allardyce is known to be a relegation.
Yeah.
Fight manager.
Yeah, so can he take them above?
And Everton wanted like Marco Silva, they wanted the Shakhtar coach, and all of them basically were not coming.
Even Sean Dyche.
So, did Everton basically panic bought Allardyce, if you can say? You think if they'd waited for 3 games and they saw like Everton in the 9th, they would have really gone for Allardyce, or they would have said, you know.
No, I don't think if they were 9th in the table, they would have gone for Allardyce, to be honest.
So now,
and then Allardyce would have ended up at Crystal.
Now we think the owners are just stuck with Allardyce.
But he's doing a decent enough job. It's fine. They can't attack. They can't score. But at least
they can't defend. They lost to Tottenham 4-0. So they can't attack. They can't defend. They can't score. So yeah, they can't even shoot on target.
They can't perform when they're in the top half of the table. Just see. Let them slide down to the second half of the table, and then they'll start playing again.
Man, as much as I want to talk about the matches, this whole transfer thing,
Alexis
Sanchez thing is like...
I know.
It's just,
let's hope it gets resolved by the next podcast we do.
Yeah, actually. So, what's your predictions for in the next 1 week?
Yeah.
Where will Alexis Sanchez be?
United.
Where will Henrik Mkhitaryan be?
United.
Really?
No, Arsenal.
Oh, you have that hope. Where
no, now, so now, you know, this whole musical chairs going on. So... one rumor that United will sell Mkhitaryan to Dortmund, and then Dortmund will sell Aubameyang to Arsenal.
Oh yeah, even that could be possible.
Now there's another rumor I read today that Arsenal might use Giroud and have a player swap with Dortmund. So Aubameyang for Giroud plus 35 million or whatever.
I don't understand this. Like, you know, like Baru just creates rumors sitting in his office. So are all these rumors just like some Baru type rumors?
Yeah, just created by Sky Sports journalists.
Okay, where will Aubameyang be by next week?
Dortmund. I don't trust Arsenal to spend $70 million on a player.
Where will they've spent £52 million on Lacazette. Someone 60 is not that big a number.
70 they're asking. But yeah.
Where will Malcolm be?
Malcolm Arsenal. Yes.
Yeah, because he's 20.
Yes.
No,
because he's cheap.
Who else? Where will Andy Carroll be?
Chelsea.
Fuck, I hope not. What are we buying, dude? Ross Barkley, Andy Carroll. Why are we doing this cabal of second rate English players?
Probably Chelsea's thought, you know, what Liverpool did was a good strategy or something.
Look at Chelsea's English contingent right now. Danny Drinkwater.
Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley. Andy Carroll. What?
Who else is there? Yeah, that's it.
That is more than enough to like...
is England B.
Gary Cahill. But he's like England A.
For now.
So what, is he like a scout for like... Gareth Southgate, nine. Carroll is not playing that well. Don't select him. Gee, what else?
Who else? Who's the big? What is the big move in the summer apart from Sanchez? There's no excitement there. in the
that's because Sanchez is taking all the paper column, all the TV space, entire Twitter is just blowing up. Where is this guy going to go? So what else is left? There's no space left for any other transfer discussion.
That is true.
Where will Walcott be? Everton?
Sure. Walcott is surely Everton.
But that's almost like a
I think that will be done by the time we publish this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost that close.
Yeah.
That was a great week actually. I mean, we saw an amazing game home.
Yeah.
And then while watching that game, there was
we saw an amazing game.
Yeah, we saw an amazing game, of course. And while we were watching it, all we could do was, where will Sanchez go? It was like Big Boss.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
There's nothing else to record.
Podcasts.
Okay, bye then. Have a happy Sanchez.
Sanchez-less Arsenal.
Alright, bye Baru. Bye. Sorry. Bye Kumar Kana.
Bye Saru Bhaiya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.